Vort from Reb Yankif. In this perek, perek hey, we were up to in Yeshua. The pasuk says, "Vayiki shmoya komalche amori asheveva ayard in yomo." All the kings in Eretz Yisrael heard about the Jewish people, and this is the lashon of the pasuk. Asher hoivish Hashem es mei hayardim ibnei b'nei Yisrael. Okay, so this is actually, according to the Medrash, referring to the Kriyas Yamsuf still. Ad ibnei b'nei Yisrael, ad Avram or ad Avreinu. So the obvious question is, on this first pasuk, this is not one group of people. The ones that left Mitzrayim weren't the ones that came into Eretz Yisrael. We had the Chet of the Eagle in the middle, right? And Lamaisa was Nigzar and Klal Yisrael after the Chet of the Eagle. We were Misak in the Chet, and then we had the Chet HaMeraglim. And after the whole Maisa, we ended up getting stuck in the Midbar for 40 years. And Lamaisa, Zulosi, Kolib Ben Yifun of the Yeshua Benun, we didn't make it back into Eretz Yisrael. So basically, the generation that came into Eretz Yisrael was not the generation that left Mitzrayim. It was a new generation. So why does the pasuk say, "Vayhi kishmoya kol malachei amori ashebei v'ayad in yomo, v'chol malachei haknani asher al hayam"? What did they hear? Asher hoivish Hashem esmei ayadin mipnei bnei Yisrael. Ad ovreinu, till we got here. Anyway, this is what it says. So the Klei Yakor over here already is oimed on this, and he brings a very interesting thing. The Klei Yakor says that this is similar to what the halacha that we find Leil Pesach. What's the halacha Leil Pesach? There's a chiyuv that a person has to feel like he's going out of Mitzrayim, right? It's not enough Pesach night to talk about Yitzis Mitzrayim as a nace that happened by Yom Mahim. There's a chiyuv Leil Pesach to feel like you yourself are going out of Mitzrayim. He says, "Al derech ma sha'omru, ilo hazavzen ha'reyenu v'neinu v'mitshubadu l'in p'arei, lochei ne'ma kan ad ovrom, Sharishanim Shanikva Yardin Lohem Ad Shagama Bonim Yehoshav Kilo Varnusha." And then the Achroinim Shtelzu to this Kleyokar, they Shtelzu the halacha that we find, "Behold over the Chayiv on the Mliris is Atzme Kilo Hu Yotzami Mitzray." So the obvious question is, first of all, the Chayiv that halacha, Chayiv on the Mliris is Atzme, is only for Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's only Pesach night. We don't find our halacha every day of the year, right? We have a mitzvah Yitzias Mitzrayim every day of the year, right? Two times a day. But Boikir Ubarif. We don't find that we have a chiv every day to feel like we're going out. That's only Pesach night. Pesach night, a person has a chiv, Lirois is Atzmai, Kilu Hu Yotzami Mitzrayim. The rest of the year, we don't find that we have an obligation every day to feel that we went out of Mitzrayim. So, Stamazay, what's the Klayoka, what are Achrenim saying over here? That this din, that the Goyim heard that we left Mitzrayim until we crossed into Eretz Yisrael, it's referring to this halacha. That's a once a year halacha. It's one time. And that has many halachas, by the way. Right? First of all, because Chayiv on Mitzrayim has to make Kilu Yotzei Mitzrayim, because of that halacha, we find a din that there's no Shasa Nisim. Davi Ezri is a kasha. Why don't we make Shasa Nisim on Pesach? Purim, we make Shasa Nisim, right? Hanukkah, we make Shasa Nisim. Why don't we make Shasa Nisim Pesach? So the Torah brings down from the Avi Ezri this kasha. And the Torah, the terrace to this kasha is that Pesach doesn't pass to make shalsa nisim. Because the mitzvah Pesach is liris atzmi kilu hu yotzmi mitzvah. It's happening now. What does shalsa nisim mean? Shalsa nisim means you made miracles lavi seinu by yom lahein. That doesn't fit Pesach night. Pesach night is not lavi seinu. It's tfaz. Right? That's why Pesach night is no shalsa nisim. That's a special halacha, Pesach night. That's not a year-round mitzvah. So why is the Navi here alluding to this idea of the Kleyokar that we have to feel now when we went in that we were the ones that went through the Yarden? What's the Shaychus? So I'll tell you, there's a fascinating sefer written by the Ramo on Megillas Esther. As we get close to Purim, we'll be quoting that sefer a lot. Mirz Hashem. It's called Mechir HaYayin. The Ramo wrote a sefer on Megillas Esther called Mechir HaYayin. In that sefer, Mechir HaYayin, the Ramo writes, it says in the Pasuk, V'ayomim ha'ele nizkorim v'nasim. It says in the Megillah, right? These days of Purim, are nizkorim v'nasim. But then the Megillah goes on to say, B'chol dor v'dor. Why does it have to say B'chol dor v'dor? See, he says, the Ramo, ki b'chol dor v'dor, chayiv lirois es atzmoi, ki ilu loy nase hanes. Fascinating Ramo. The Ramo is writing, the Ramo is the poisik of Klal Yisrael, Rabban Shul Yisrael. He's saying that every year, a person has obligation to feel like he experienced Purim. That's new. Because Purim, we make Shalsa Nisim. We don't find anywhere in Maseches Megillah Chayiv Adam Liris Es Atzmei Kehilu Hu Nitzel Me Achashverosh or Me Haman. We don't find that. This is what the Rama writes. Ki kol echad ve'echad yera lo yisinas Haman u Mordechai u Ma'as Achashverosh v'chol am super. You have to feel like you went through all of those things. So how do we rectify this? On the one hand, we see it's only a din Pesach. It's not a din the whole year. Right? On the other hand, we see that the Pasuk here is saying that the Jews that came into Eretz Yisrael, they were also, they had to look at it like they were the ones that crossed the Yam Suf. And then we see that the Ramah is telling us in Megillas Esther that everybody has to feel like they had that miracle. That's not true. That's only a din Pesach. And the right is, on Purim we do make Shalsa Nisim. On Purim we do make Shalsa Nisim. So on Purim we do say Hashem made miracles, lovely thing. So what's Pshat? Chaim Pesach, you have Pshat? No? What's up, Deilam? Rabbi Yehuda, you have Pshat? Azar, you nech palakelim, you have Pshat? The Ramo seems to be saying Purim is also liris es atzmoi. What's up, Rabbeinu? You hear the kasha? What's going on? So obviously, what do we see from here? From the Kleyokar, from the Ramo, we see there's two issues. One is only Pesach. Pesach, you have to mamish feel like you're going out. You have to lean, you do a seba, you do more. Pesach, you mamish have to feel that you yourself went out of Mitzrayim. It's not so easy to feel that way. But that's what you have to feel Pesach. Right? Clearly what the Ramah is telling us and what the Pesukim here in the Novi is telling us is not the same level. It's a different level. You don't have to mamish feel like you're going out, but the Ramah is saying, yes, that there is an idea to feel it. So what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in that? So I'll tell you an idea which I'm going to tie into a Satmar Rebbe Rabbi Yoel in Agoda, and it also connects into Yisrael. I heard B'Shem Reb Chaim Volozhin now, and it's a gevaldic idea. The more you think about it, it's a great idea. It's a great mahalach. The Satmar Rebbe says, we say in the Agoda, Ilu lo hirti Hakadosh Baruch Hu zaviseinim Mitzrayim. What do we say? Harei onu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu mishibodim ayinu l'pari b'Mitzrayim. Right, that's what we say in Agoda. Which means what? If Hashem wouldn't have taken our fathers out, so we Pashat, you learn, is we would still be there. So the obvious question is, what do you mean we'd still be there? The Eibishter will take us out whenever he takes us out. Why, if he didn't take us out then, he'd never taken us out? There's many, many pirushim. So one of the bavus the pshatim is, we don't say, ilu lo yhoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu avaseinu mirisayim, hare onu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu hayinu b'mitzrayim. We don't say that. We say, mishubadim hayinu l'pare b'mitzrayim. What is mishubadim? Shibud means when you feel indebted. You feel connected. If I say I'm mishubad to you, what am I saying? I feel indebted to you. I owe you $100,000, I feel I'm mishubad to you. I'm indebted to you, right? You do me a favor, I feel indebted to you. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us out of Mitzrayim when he did, we today would still have a connection to Pari. That whatever would have ruined us, that even today we would still feel something with Pari. We would have a flaw, we still would have a flaw left from then. You look at medicine, it's that way, right? In medicine, there's something called the critical medical moment, the doctors call it. What is a critical medical moment? That means a person could get very sick. The Eibishter could make nisim at any time, right? The Eibishter makes tchias ha-mesim too. But I'm talking about derech ha-teva. A person can get very sick. There's a turning point where they say, okay, now you can't really get back. So, Marshall, you have a stroke victim. Rahman al-Flan, a person has a stroke. So I'm sure you've heard about this, but there's a certain amount of hours after the stroke that's critical. Why? Because if a person's paralyzed after the stroke for 24 hours, okay, they may still come back. I'm talking about, we believe, with ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, a person can always come back. I'm talking about b'derech ha-teva. 24 hours. But if you see a stroke victim a month after the stroke, in total paralysis, they'll say, okay, it's not coming back. That movement, b'derech ha-teva, is not coming back. They pass the critical moment. From that, they're not coming back. Right? The same thing with deterioration. There's a certain amount of deterioration. They say you're not coming back. So what we're saying is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take our fathers out of Mitzrayim when he did, there would have been permanent damage. That's what it means. There would have been permanent damage. Right? So that's one. So Satmar Rebbe says a great idea. He says the emes is that generation, the Dor Deya, Hashem could have done miracles for them and left them in Mitzrayim and they still would have made it. But we wouldn't have. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did was he took them out to help us. Meaning a lot of times Hashem will do a nes to somebody, they don't even need the nes. But Hashem will do the nes to that grandfather for the purpose of his grandchild. He says to Satmar Rebbe, if you look at the end of Haggad, the end of Maggid, right before we wash, we have that bracha, right? After the main part of the Haggad, before we wash. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Does anybody remember that bracha? What the nusach is? Hasher? Nobody? Asher what? No, that's Kiddush. Or Kiddush Asher Boch Abonu? Nobody? Come on, it's in Agoda. Asher Geolonu. Now it sounds familiar? V'galus aviseinu mimitzrayim v'giyonu laila azeh lecho boy. Doesn't sound familiar? Anyway, it's there. So some Rebbe asks, why do we say it out of order? Why do we say Asher Golanu v'Gal Aviseinu? What happened first? We got redeemed or our grandfathers got redeemed? Our grandfathers. So it should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Golas Aviseinu v'Golanu. That would make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyal our fathers, and then he was Goyal us. By being Goyal them, we got redeemed. That would make sense. But that's not what it says. It says, Asher Geolonu v'Golos Aviseinu. It starts off with us before it goes L'Aviseinu. Says the Satmar Rebbe, That's the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be goyel us. He knew future doiris, if Hashem would have taken us out then, we would have had permanent damage to the future of Klal Yisrael. For the purpose of Golanu, he was Goyal Zavisenu. The Tachlis was Oisanu. The Tachlis was what it's going to do for us. That's the Yisrael. As I said, the Satmar. Now we could go back to here to say for Yeshua. We could go into the Ramah and we could understand everything. Now I'll tell you Savort B'Shem Reb Chaim Valojana. Chaim Valojana is very similar to the Satmar Rebbe's Yisod in the Haggadah. Chaim Valojana was aiming on what was the purpose of the Nisyonis? And there's many answers to these questions. Why does Hashem give Nisyonis to Avraham? Even the other of us had Nisyonis, not official. Asor Nisyonis Nisnas Avraham Avinu. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisyonis with Avraham? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know. We have Avraham Avinu stands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know where Avraham Avinu stands. He had to give him a test. Atu Yadati. Now I know. Ki Reili Kimat. Tevishu didn't know. So there's countless tilutzim to this question. Either schar, you can only get schar based on what you do, not what Hashem knows you would do. All kinds of pshatim. But Chaim Valojana, I heard this b'shmo, he said, Amor Dikazach. He said, it says, in the Pirkei Avos, it says, Asor Adoris, here, from here to here, Asor Adoris, Minoyach Lavrom. All of a sudden, when it comes to Nisyonis, it says, Asor Nisyonis, Nisnase Avrom Avinu. Why do we call him Avrom Avinu? By the Nisyonis. Asor Nisyonis, Nisnase Avrom Avinu. Why do we call Avrom Avinu? Says Reb Chaim Valojana, Hashem gave Nisyonis to the others so that we will be able to be stronger. We got strengthened by the others. By Avraham Avinu doing Akedas Yitzchak, Ki Yadua, he made it easier for Jews that throughout the ages had to put their lives on the line for the Torah. Avraham Avinu already got us in the place. So the Asar Nisyonis Nisnas Zokum Chaim Aloshna Avraham Avinu, because he was Avinu, because it was for the future, there were Nisyonis given that were just for the future. So that we should be the beneficiaries. Avraham Avinu's ma'isim affect us. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avot Perek Yudalet, the midah of chesed that we have today, there was a fire two nights ago in the Bronx. Shreklach fire, I'm sure some of you heard about it, from a space heater. Got to be very careful with these space heaters. And Nebuch, Shreklach fire. I can't even look at the clip, it's Shreklach. Children were trapped in the building. Nebuch, many people died. They had a whole kfutza from a Yidden, from Azbiya, from other places going. Push it. Take care of these people. Mamish Bali, Mamish. What a kiddush Hashem. Everybody's writing about it. That the declaimer, well, what do we have? What's the from? What is the from world? How much a percentage is the from world of the world? Not a 1%, not a 0.5%, not a fraction of a percent. It's a dot. The frum world is a dot, but the chesed is nerve oil. You have no idea what a kiddush Hashem happened now. No idea. The Rambam says, where do we get that from? Where do we get the midas chesed? Zok the Rambam, who amido shechokak Avraham Avinu b'zalai. Avraham engraved it into us. So Avraham Avinu's actions were there for us. Not just for him. Not just for him. What Avraham Avinu did impacted who we are today. It's done for us. That's this. Asor Nisyonis Nisnas Avraham Avinu. Memela, I'm telling you, is that when we look back at Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't just thank Hashem for what he did. We don't just thank Hashem that if he didn't do that. We thank Hashem that he did that for for us. He did that for us. That's Mistama Pshat in the Ramah. When the Ramah writes over here in the Sefer Mechir Hayayin, and he says, even by Pesach, ki b'chol dor v'dor, says the Rambam, says the Ramah, chayiv l'rois es atzmoy ki ilu nas eloy anes, ki kol echod v'echod yer eloy sin as homon, umod chay, umaysach ha-shveri shivashti. Paskins the Ramah. That Purim, we have to have the same thing. What do you mean? Purim, there's no din chayiv adam l'rois es atzmoy like we have Pesach. That's true. Pesach, we have a chiv to feel like we're going out. Purim, we have a chiv to feel like that was done for us. That was done, that what Hashem did was for us. That's the difference between Pesach and Purim according to the Ramah. It's not that you have to feel like you're going out. You, mamish, lived through it, but you have to feel like it was done for you. The miracle was done for you, for the future of Klal Yisrael. That was the tachlis. Comes the Kliyokar, and he says that when we came into Eretz Yisrael, Hoivish Hashem esmei hayarden ad avreinu. That means Klal Yisrael acknowledged that the Kriyas Yamsuf was also for them, for the door that came into Eretz Yisrael. It was done for us. It was all done for us. When a person looks at life that way, you feel so much more empowered. You realize your strength. That you're not riding on your own. Your koiches come from hundreds of doors. What the others and what the gedolei tanoim and amiroyim, the vim, and we're, that was all done to make us who we are. We're riding on very, 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 very strong koiches. What we're riding on, our koiches. It's not just us. All the nisim that happened to us in the past are our koiches. They're part of our arsenal. And that's why the sky's the limit. We could steigeis to madreigis, that's not shaykh to imagine. And that's what Klal Yisrael is saying here. They acknowledge when they cross the Yarden, when they cross Eretz, when they came to Eretz, that the Yamsuf was also done for them. It's all in our bank account. All of these things in our bank account. So when a guy says, I can't, it's like, Elechta, you can't. What do you mean you can't? Everything was done for you. You're riding on mamish, all the madrigas, from the others, from Avraham Avinu, you're riding all the way back. Bizyemot. The Plosh of a Rebbe, Zeichat Tzadik L'Vrach, I'll end with this because it's late. The Plosh of a Rebbe, famous Tzadik Yisrael Eilam, he was a Holocaust survivor. He mamish went through the everything is possible Nebuch to go through in the Holocaust. There was one Jew there, wasn't an observant Jew. The end is he became a Blujev Chosid. He survived, and he became the Blujev. He became a Blujev Chosid. But when he was in the concentration camp, he knew the Blujev Rebbe was. The Nazis won every day. There was a different. A different trick to Nebuch to make more suffering for Klal Yisrael. So one day the deal was they dug this huge trench. They spent days digging it, but the punishment was after the trench was dug, and it was a couple of feet wide. Forget how deep it was, a couple of feet wide. All the Jews Nebuch were told they should line up. And they should jump over the trench. That's what they were told to do. Every Jew should line up and jump over the trench. They said, whoever doesn't make it, whoever falls into the pit gets shot. So they had a squad with guns. And anybody that doesn't make it across gets shot. By the way, this was not a Yetzer Doifen for the Yimach Shemom with the way they treated the Yidden. Anyway, so this guy, this non-observant guy, tells the Plush of a Rebbe. He says, Rebbe, he says, you're a saintly rabbi. He says, it's a bizoyan for you. Don't even try. You're going to jump. You're going to fall into the pit. They're going to shoot you. Just let them shoot you right now. I can't watch. You're a saintly rabbi. I can't watch the bizoyin. The Polish Rebbe turned to him. He said, a Jew has a chiv. Chaybohem, you have a chiv to do everything you can to stay alive. You can't think, bizoyinus, this, that. I've had it's easy to just stand there and let them shoot me. I'm a chiv. M'chuyev to put all my koiches that I have, the little koiches I have, and to try to jump. And then he turned to him and he said, I want you to know, I'm not just jumping with my koiches. Ich halt unter die string von meiner Tate. I'm holding on to the string of my father. Und mein Tate von sein Tate. All the way back. With this string, I can make it across. And he gave one big zest and made it to the other side. The Rebbe turns to this guy who was already finished. He says, "Du kannst euch it. You could also." He taka jumped over and he became a Bulgiv Achos. Later, he survived the war. He moved to Brooklyn. He davened by the Bulgiv Rebbe. Right? That's what the Pesukim are saying here. All the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in our history, it's all in our toolbox. That gave us Koiches. The Eibush did it for us. The Kriyas Yamsam was, and that's what the Rama is saying. Even Purim, where there's no Din Chayiv Adam Liris, it's Atzmei Keilu Hu Yotza, says the Rama, you still have to feel like it happened to you. Because it happened for you. And that's our arsenal. Bekitza, we could jump wherever we got to jump to. And Eibush HaTalfa, Alam HaTzlich Zayin.